pretty easy towards life's journey. I think nothing's missing. Even if you're a Christian, even a non-Christian, at the end of the day, when you walk into a church, you're praying for. But you're in the pew. You're volunteering. You're serving in Connect Group. And these are all beautiful things that enable the kingdom of heaven, that enable Jesus to go and make disciples among the nations. But too often I find when I'm speaking to bishops, when I'm speaking to leaders, I find that there's no joy. Even as Australia has suffered such a difficult year, the peace of our King surpasses understanding. It doesn't mean that what has taken place this year is any less than what has occurred. But it means that when we step into a kingdom mindset, we lay down the distractions that these atrocities, that these situations cause us to become distracted. And we step into a kingdom way. And I want to start with Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. When we enable ourselves just long enough to pray, to surrender, to take a moment with the King of Kings and the Lord of Hosts, He doesn't do an outward work. He doesn't even go out onto the street. You know, if you can't help yourself, you can't help anyone. But what He does do is this. He goes into your heart. He goes into your soul. The King knits Himself with you. The Holy Spirit comes and dwells within you. Too often people pray, too often people sing. You know, Holy Spirit, come. Lord Jesus, we need you. You know, where are you?
To walk life's journey.
He's right with you.
Nothing's missing.
Every step. Even if you're a Christian.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Even a non-Christian. It doesn't matter how
the
wide
you did walk into the church.
It doesn't matter how high they are. It doesn't matter
but you're
how
in
extreme or
you're volunteering.
Just terrible that
you're serving.
You know, all that pain, all that hurt, all that stuff.
Beautiful things that
when you give that to the kingdom,
when you put that at the
cross, Jesus to go and make disciples
he helps
among the nations
to bring about a healing.
But too often, I
it doesn't mean that
that pain is.
But I'm speaking to leaders.
It doesn't mean that what you've experienced
no joy.
Doesn't have any less weight.
It even
what it does mean,
Australia
has suffered such a difficult year.
You draw from that experience.
The peace
of
our King
and surpasses us.
Today, as we draw into 2020,
it doesn't mean
that what has
I'd
been
love to
this year is any less
to
than
set
what.
The joy of the Lord in your sight.
But it means that when we step.
So that when we go
into
2026
and we're praying,
we lay down
and
we're
waiting to see heaven
for
His mighty arms
to move situations
us to become distracted.
The kingdom of heaven is moving on this.
And we step into it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done.
And I want to start
with Nehemiah chapter 8.
When we step out in faith,
the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Faith the size of a mustard seed.
When we enable
prior to May 11th this year,
just long enough to pray.
Not many people knew.
To surrender.
I was among
some.
To take a moment with the King of Kings
and
the
Lord
of
Hosts.
He doesn't do an outward
work.
He doesn't even go out onto the street. You know, if you can't help yourself, you can't help anyone.
But
what
he
does
do
is for thousands of people,
with
the average
of a new person,
the King's
mirror
Himself
to him. Every night,
the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within you.
Man.
Too often people pray, too often
that?
People sing,
but
you know, Holy Spirit comes.
Lord
like, Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
You know, where are you?
It just happens.
It just goes to show.
He's right with you.
You know, I just had a little
every step.
And I didn't.
The joy of the Lord is your
strength. The Lord answered my prayer.
It doesn't matter how wide
you
are.
Are
you
praying?
It doesn't matter how high
they are.
It doesn't matter
the kingdom
of heaven
in your life.
Just matter that's close
to
you. Your
heart. All that pain, all that hurt, all that suffering.
Let go and let go.
When you give that to the King, when
doesn't
you
make
put
it any
that
less
cross.
Experience,
but
it means that you are
he helps
allowing God to bring
about
sovereignty
in your heart.
It doesn't mean
that
that pain is any less
than what you've got.
So let me It doesn't mean that what you've experienced
doesn't happen going to this year. Let's
what it does
talk
mean
about it is that it's still on.
Let's go into our churches
and pray faith the size of the mustard seed can move a mountain. And let's go into our churches with Nehemiah 8:10 and say the joy of the Lord is our strength. To set the joy of the Lord in your sights.
So that when we go into 2026 and we're praying together and we're interceding heaven for his mighty armies to move with fire and authority, the kingdom of heaven is moving on this earth. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done. You know, truly I tell you, when we step out in faith, faith the size of a mustard seed can move a mountain. Prior to May 11th this year, not many people knew me. I was among some leaders.
I was being mentored, I was being supported, sure.
But to think in 6 months,
we have reached 394,000 people
with an average of a new person
experiencing content every 90 seconds.
Man. Did you expect that? I didn't expect that. You know, like, thank you, Lord. It just happens. It just goes to show you. You know, I just had a little bit of faith.
And I didn't expect it. But the Lord answered my prayer. So let me encourage you. Are you praying for something? Are you seeking the kingdom of heaven in your life for a matter that's close to your heart?
Let go and let God. Doesn't make it any less than what you've experienced, but it means that you are allowing God complete sovereignty in your heart, mind, body, and soul. So let me be encouragement to you that as we go into this year,
let's talk about an inward transformation.
Let's go into our churches and pray
faith the size of a mustard seed can move. Let's go into our churches with Nehemiah 8:10 and say, the joy of the Lord is our strength.